Do you know that conmen and scammers have changed their tactic? Nowadays, the people who con, the people who scam people are online. And do you know the way they do it through social media? Nowadays, they don't hack your account. They don't hack your email. They don't even tamper with anything on your social media platform. So this is their new trick. Anytime you're a promising content creator, like when your content is unique, you will see someone on your, you will find someone on your comment section, Amandika, something like, hey, your content is fire. This content is amazing. And by the way, I'm also a content creator, or I work online, and I think what you do can work better with what I do. If you think that you're brave enough to try something new, contact me. And then they don't say anything else. They just type their phone contact hapo kwa comment section. Number one, do you know what they've done? They've not given, by putting their phone contact there, by putting their phone number there, they have actually auto-suggested for you on what you're supposed to do next. They've not given you space for you to digest what they've said. So by putting their contact, in psychology, ni auto-suggestion. Unaelewa? So the first thing your brain will do subconsciously is to save the number. You copy-paste it and save it. And then, wamesha suggest that utawa contact. So 95% of humans will contact them. Ukiwaekea contact hapo, ukisha sema hivyo. When you praise a human being, alafu weke number, they will contact you. Hiyo ni auto-suggestion kwa psychology. Number two, what the conmen do, so because of your excitement, you're a content creator, someone has just praised you online, soothed your ego, amekumassage ego yako, utenda WhatsApp, contact to mtu. Do you know the first thing this person will do? Uyu mtu, this is how they communicate. This is the next step of how they scam you. Wataandika, hello, waneza sema, hello, my name is Sam. How and you? Unaelewa? So whatever they say, it ends with a question. Everything they say always ends with a question. When someone ameandika kitu, anything that mtu ameandika, akimaliza na swali, whoever ends a statement with a question is a person who never gives you the ability or the opportunity for you to ask your own question. So you are trapped. You are in the bracket of their ability to communicate. They are extremely intelligent. So atasema, my name is Sam. And you? And then, well, utasema, my name is Wamboi. My name is Anne. My name is Susan. And then they won't say, oh, hello, Susan. How are you doing? Watasema hivyo. They will go direct to the point. Watasema something like, watch out. Watasema something like, akisha sema jina yake, maybe alisema jina ni Sam, atasema, I work online. They will not say anything relevant to what they said on TikTok by praising your content creation skills. They will say something like this. My name is this, my name is blah, blah, blah. Watasema their name. Kama, for example, alisema Samuel. And then atakwambia, I work online. I do marketing. I do nini, data, statistics, nini, things like that. And then after they describe their profession, they will ask you, and you? How about you? So they will tell you what they do, but at the end of their explanation, they will ask you what you do. Where? They already know what you do online, but they will ask you again because every statement that they put out has to end with a question. Unaelewa? In psychology, we call it auto-suggestion. They are suggesting for you your next move automatically, directly through your subconscious, without your knowledge. So, the moment amemaliza na kuuliza, kusema kitu anasema, anauliza swali hapo mwisho. And then you'll go like, you'll start explaining yourself. I am a content creator, nini, things like that. And then when you finish, they will throw the last carrot for the donkey. And now you're the donkey, and the carrot need their words. So, what they will do is this. This is their magic statement. We have a meeting next week, and we would like to invite you. If you're interested, type watakwambia, type yes. If you're not interested, type no. So, have you seen that? Wamesema, if interested, type yes. They always go direct to the point. Nothing more of kitu wanafaa kusema, and nothing less of kitu wanafaa kusema. Direct to the point na wana auto-suggest kitu wanafaa kufanya. And then utaenda like, the venue, where will we meet? And then atakuambia kitu kama, next week on Monday, we are going to meet at Kiwaneza. Kuna wengine huko Agriculture House in Tao. Watakuambia, tunakutana Agriculture House, then they give you the floor. Unelewa? Then they send you their link ama their Google map direction so that you can know the place, your agriculture house. And then after that, you're so excited. You want to know this person. But what was the carrot? Ninini likuleta koi conversation? This person praised your content. You know, human beings work through ego. Ukisuth ego ya mtu. Mtu wana feel. People, especially people who are never appreciated. When you appreciate them, sometimes they lose control. And people take advantage of that. Be the type of person that even when people appreciate you, maintain your composure. Umesikia? Iangalie na mbali na maintain your composure. So this is the tactic wamekuwa natumia kwa content creators. So, ukienda maybe agriculture house ama Kencom ama ambassador ama wapi, they'll give you a specific building. Ukienda huko, watakwambia something like, before you go there, they will give you dress code. Let me ask you, what type of an interview mtu ambiwa, they tell you wanakupatianga option like, this is how we dress, but uneza kuja vile unataka. Of course, if interview ni legit na ni ya creativity, because walikupata in your creative space, sindio? Unajua creative people, kama ni mrasta, yota kakujiki urasta. Creative people huku watu awapendi directions mingi. So, these people watakuwa so specific. Watakuambia watakupatia dress code ama wakupatia option. Unaweza kuja vile unataka, but this is our dress code. Another method ya auto-suggestion. Wamekusuggestia kitu unataka kufanya. Unafaa kufanya. And then watakuambia kitu kama ukifika hapo, because we only need serious people. Hiyo ni another strategy ya marketing. We only need serious people. Watu wanalipa 150 ama wanalipa 100 hapo, so that to get rid of watu wako serious. Si ati wana get rid of watu wako serious. Wewe ni among 1,000 people that wame invite per week. So you are actually giving these guys more than 100k. Unaelewa? Iyo 50, iyo 100, they need it. That's why wanakuambia hivyo. So this is the tactic. Let me not go further. I did my own investigation. There is a documentary that itakuwa on my YouTube very soon. You guys mtacheki. But bado, sitaki kuirelease bado. But niko na hiyo documentary. Because I did my own investigation. I followed up na kuna, ndawambia. So, the last part ndio ni make the whole thing short. Be very careful when you get compliments. If you're a content creator. Not everyone who compliments you has good intentions with you. Creativity is very expensive, very, very expensive. And people will throw carrots at you like a donkey because they know donkeys always follow nini? Carrots. Content creators always follow nini? Compliments. Unaelewa? So maintain your composure, know yourself. No matter how much your videos trend, ama nini nini, never let it get to your head. When you get compliments from people, sema asante, but maintain your composure. Umesikia? Be careful, guys. Iyo ni their new tactic. So next time ukiona mtu kwa comment section, kuwa careful na yeye. Sio kila mtu. Sana sana ule mtu anakuambia napenda kazi yako, alafu they leave their number hapo. Mtu genuine, ni ngumu sana ache namba yake kwa comment section. Mtu genuine, ataongea nawe kwa inbox. Lakini huyu mtu anawekanga namba yake kwa comment section sababu you are not the only one they want to trap, even the people who follow you, your followers. So, anajua kieka namba yake hapo, sio wewe peke yako utamcontact, even the people wenye wanakufuata, your followers watamcontact. Umenielewa sasa? But a serious, genuine person ataongea nawe kwa inbox. Atakuwa protective na contact yake, atakupatia kwa inbox. But scammers watakupatia contact yao na namba yao ya WhatsApp kwa comment section. Be careful.